Say you're sitting in a concert hall listening to an orchestra play, Mozart's Turkish Concerto. Say you had a question about the music. Well, if you're sitting in the tweet seats, you can tweet an assistant conductor backstage and ask. The Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra has been setting aside special seats for Twitter users since September. USA Today reports that the Carolina Ballet does the same, as does the Outdoor Shakespeare Festival in St. Louis. Tweet seats will apparently make their Broadway debut at Godspell soon, although they haven't made it to Carnegie Hall or the Kennedy Center. Jennifer Nissenbaum has sat in the tweet seats in Cincinnati, sending tweets to her friends and backstage. Jennifer, what's it like? What did you do?
What did we do? We listened to the concert and retweeted. It was just like going to any other orchestral music concert, except this time we got to share our reactions immediately.
Like, what were some of them?
Well, like the example that you gave, what does this piece of music mean? Or if we heard something that sounded familiar within the piece, for example, one of the selections that was played on the first concert that I went to, it sounded like Frère Jacques, but I wasn't sure that it was Frère Jacques, and so I sent a tweet, and wouldn't you know it, just a couple seconds later, I got a response that said, oh yeah, you heard that correct. It was definitely Frère Jacques.
How cool is that? So you're sort of integrated. And we know that the tickets are a pretty good price, $10 for the tweet seats, which are in the back, we understand, so that it reduces sort of the cell phone glow and other distractions. But isn't this a distraction for you? You know, you can't get lost in what's happening on stage if you're tweeting.
Well, it's definitely a different kind of experience. You know, I feel very lucky that I've gotten to go to orchestral concerts my entire life. And so observing an orchestra and being able to relax and listen to the music has always been a big part of going to one of these concerts. But when I heard about the tweet seats, I was able to, you know, have a different kind of experience with music that was already so moving. And unlike a musical, like I heard you say that Godspell was going to be tweeted, which I think would be really interesting, but for something like that where there's people moving all over the stage, that could be a little bit distracting, I think. Mm. But for an orchestra, it was great because I could still listen to the music and really give my reactions at the same time. And if I'm looking down at the phone, that doesn't mean that I'm not hearing.
Well, but there, you know, what about other people? Cincinnati.com quotes another Cincinnati concert goer who said, you know, gee, the texting thumbs were moving faster than the violin's fingers, and the texters didn't even look up to applaud. And, you know, there are critics like, I know, critics like David Stable. He's with the Oregonian. You know, he writes nothing against digital communication to engage young folks, but can you imagine sitting next to somebody doing that? How about that? Did you feel an impact on other theater goers?
A little bit, but it was also worked out in such a way that the ushers knew what was going on, and so anyone who did say anything, the ushers were able to explain, well, this is something special, this is something different, this does not happen at every concert. I don't think that it's going to be, you know, every concert that people go to, there would be a tweeting section. I think that it's really during specific times and hopefully publicized so that people could learn more about it. And maybe if they're interested, they could try tweeting during the concert. It's true. When you're tweeting, you're focusing, you know, you're half focusing on the music, you're half focusing on what you are saying through the tweets. But everyone that I saw in the tweet section, with the exception of having their mobile devices out, you know, we reacted the same way. We clapped and we stood up at the end, and we all had that moment during between movements within a piece of wanting to clap but not being able to, and so instead we actually tweeted about it.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's another aspect, sort of a digital applause.
There were definitely people who noticed that we were tweeting and who said something. At the second concert that I was at, where I sat in the tweet seats, there were some people sitting around us who were on the younger side, and when they came into the hall, they put their phones away, and we had little cards that said, this is the hashtag for the concert, and here's what we'd like you to do if you're tweeting. And we gave them some of our cards and said, you know, you could tweet this if you wanted to.
Jennifer Nissenbaum, enthusiastic purchaser of the tweet seats at the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. Jennifer, thanks.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.